Ma'am, this is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
Hello.
Yes, this is Barry Allen. I am from eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I do believe that you received that voice message from our end.
Yes.
All right. What was the money message about? Like,
I didn't order anything.
Like, do you have any eBay account?
Well, long time ago.
But I can see my server. You purchased iTunes gift card for $299.
And no, I didn't order that.
Oh.
I didn't order that.
Oh my gosh, you didn't purchase that?
No.
Okay, so that's why I can see my server, some suspicious activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake email account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block the services people and delete this fake eBay account, right? So, do you have any computer or laptop for that?
No.
All right. You don't have any computer or laptop, right?
No.
All right. Then not a problem. Do you have any smartphone like Android, iPhone?
Yes.
All right. So is that your iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
All right. So I'll help you over your iPhone, all right? So do one thing. Put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
What do you want me to do?
Put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen and open up your App Store for App Store.
I don't have an App Store.
Do you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, iPhone, yes.
All right, so you have that App Store. It's blue color app and it looks like capital A.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want me to do with that?
Ma'am, listen to me. First of all, you know that I already told you some overseas people, like foreign people, hacked your IP address and they are stealing your identity. So for that, we need to generate a security code. Through this security code, we need to block those hackers, then we will cancel this account, all right? So for that, you simply download that software name. It's security software. It's called AnyDesk. All right, so you simply open that App Store first.
You sure you're not a hacker? Because it can happen all the time. Let me open all my identity and then you hack it.
No, I don't ask you your personal details. I'm from eBay. I'm from eBay department, security department. All right, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to explain that what happened to you.
But I never used my account, and how could I?
Yes, I got you. But do you understand that, what I'm saying? I already explained that, what happened to you. Like, some 25 hackers inside your IP address, all right? It's very harmful for you. So for that, we need to block those hackers first. So you need to download that software. It's called AnyDev. So please download and generate that code. Generated that 9-digit number, okay, 9-digit security code. You simply download that software first, AnyDesk.
What do you, I don't understand what you say.
ma'am. You simply open up that app store first.
Okay.
Yeah. It's blue color app and it looks like capital A. It's called App Store. Find
yeah,
it. Open it and look at your right hand side, very extreme corner on your screen. Do you see any search option that look like magnifying glass?
Yes.
Alright, click on that search option and type over there any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk. It's a secure software, ma'am. We need to block those over. ANYDESK. It's A as an apple, N as Nancy, Y as a YOLO, D as a doctor, E as an elephant.
Can you start again?
A as an apple, then N as a Nancy, then Y as a YOLO, then D as a doctor, then E as an elephant, S as in sugar, then K as in kingdom. Any desk, alright? It's a security software, ma'am. We need to generate a security code through the software, alright? Now, what do you see on your screen? Just tell me. Do you search that? Any desk?
A-N-Y.
Yeah, D. Yeah, ANYDESK. Any desk? Then give a click on search.
Yeah.
Now what do you see on your screen?
I see the new way to search. Any Google, anything. And then any desk. And then desk. What's that?
All right. Do you see any desk or remote desktop? Do you see that?
Any desk? Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, any desk, remote desktop, right? Do you see that? Any desk, remote desktop. It's a red color application.
Red
color application. Do you see that? Red color application.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You simply install this app. Do you know how to install?
Do what?
You simply install this app. Do you know how to install?
Press get.
Yeah. Press that get.
Yeah. Any desk, remote, desktop.
Yeah. Now what do you see on your screen? Once you press that get option, any desk, remote desktop software, once you press that get option, what do you see on your screen?
Install.
Alright, click on that install.
Press that?
Yes.
Done it.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
Nothing yet.
Alright. It's ask your Apple ID password.
Any app would like to find and connect to the wire your
local. Alright. What do you see on your screen? Once you click on that install option, what do you see on your screen?
What's that option?
Once you click on that install option, what do you see on your screen?
It's the number 97344.
All right, hold on. Do you open that app, right?
What was that?
All right, tell me that number.
973-442-467.
All right. It's
973-442-467,
right?
Yes.
All right. Now you simply stay on that page, all right? Now I am provide you our security. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. All right? All right. Tell me that numbers once again. Tell me that numbers. 972, right?
93.
All right. 973-442, right?
Yep.
All right, then?
467.
All right. Now I am provide you a security, all right? What do you see on your screen? Just do let me know. You receive that security warning on your screen, all right? Don't do anything stupid. What do you see on your screen? Just do let me know.
I didn't see anything else.
All right, hold on. I'm sending you. Now, do you see any security warning on your screen?
Security warning?
All right. You can leave it, all right? Now, below that security warning, do you see any I am aware of the risk or I trust this call? Do you see that? Any checkbox, small checkbox? I am aware of the risk or I trust this call. Do you see any small checkbox?
Anyone?
Below that security warning, do you see? All right. One second, I'll send you that. All right. Open that app. One second, open that app. You.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Do you open that?
Yeah, I'll send that. Okay.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
That number again.
All right. All right. Don't do anything. All right. Don't do anything. Do you see any security warning?
Security warning?
Yeah. Below that security warning, do you see any small checkbox? It says, "I am aware of the risk" or "I trust this call." Do you see any small checkbox? I am aware of
the risk. Yeah.
All right. Click on that small checkbox and click on that accept option. First of all, click on that accept.
So I click the top one. I am aware of the risk.
Yes, yes. Then click on that accept. Yes, yes. Yes.
Yep.
All right. Then what do you see on your screen? Do you see any start broadcast option? Start broadcast? Yes.
No.
All right. What do you see on your screen? Do you see any start broadcast option?
It's got accept and dismiss.
All right, no. Do accept. Click on that accept.
Press that accept?
Yes.
Would you like to view your date?
All right.
Star.
All right. All right. Now, do you see any start broadcast option or accept start broadcast? Do you see that? All right. Click on that.
I didn't see any
star. Start broadcast. Start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Now don't do anything, all right? Don't do anything. You simply stay on that page, all right? Don't do anything. Now you successfully connect with our server, right? Now don't do anything in that page. You simply get back to the home screen.
Okay. That's your home screen.
Yeah. Now, yeah, get back to the home screen. I am transferring this call to my senior, alright? He will be guide you how to fix this problem and how to block those hackers, alright?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Just stay on the line. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, madam. I'm the senior supervisor over here. My name is Harry. I'm level 5 technician. So how are you doing to the map?
What happened?
Ma'am, I can see on my database someone ordered the gift cards under your name and under your details. And the amount is $299.99 for iTunes gift cards. So did you purchase any lucky gift cards from eBay?
No, I didn't.
All right. So don't worry, ma'am, I will stop that payment, right? And in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund the money. All right? So do one thing, ma'am, come back to normal screen where you can see a wallpaper, right?
Yeah.
And I was showing you, like, who can make the charges in front of your eyes. That is better understand. So do you know, like, why, like, get this call? I believe you understand what's going on, ma'am.
What happened?
Okay, ma'am. The thing is that, like, whenever, ma'am, you can use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online activities, like, ma'am, you can visit any websites. And that point of time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, like human cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads, and you can click any, by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone access your IP address, and the IP address means it's Internet Protocol Address. Someone access your IP and get your all details, like your banking information, like your email account, your name, Facebook, WhatsApp, number, OTP, each and everything, he got that. All right. And they are use your details for the illegal things, like they are trying to take out your money from your bank. So that's why our technician has been holding your money. All right. So, madam, first of all, I was showing you, like, who can make the charges. And we got the location. The hacker location, it's Mountain View, California from U.S. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, ma'am? All right. So that means it is a hacker location. So do one thing, ma'am. Come back to normal screen where you can see your wallpaper, right? Then I can show you who can, like, doing all the things. So go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper or, like, a lot of applications.
I don't know how.
Okay. Swipe up on the bottom to top, right? Swipe up on the bottom to top. Swipe it up on the bottom to top. Then you get to see your wallpaper. Okay. Do you have any home button on the bottom?
No.
Okay. Click on the home button.
What is a home? Home button.
Yes. All right. All right. So, madam, open up your Google, right? Open up your Google.
No, I'm going to stop your call now.
But why? Ma'am, I was showing you, like, who can make the charges, right? That is better understand what's going on, right? I'm helping you. So open up your Google and type on the Google search panel, my 1P address location. Then you get to see your IP address details. Then I will tell you your IP address and you need to check it out by your end, all right? So open up your Google, ma'am. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yes. Yes. Open up your Google.
Yeah. Yeah,
so please, you can see the search panel, ma'am, where you can, like, type anything on the Google panel. So put on that, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my, then
yeah.
give a space, number one, then P,
yes.
P as in Papa, then
yeah.
give a space, P as in like a pilot, P as in like a parrot, P as in like a peanut,
yeah.
P, then give a space, like address,
yeah.
ADDRESS address, then give a space, location, 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 then give a space, CA, C as in Charlie, A as in Australia.
Yeah.
So what did you type in? Can you read it for me?
My
One P address, location, CA, right? CA. Sorry?
Cam?
No, CA. CA. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple.
Oh.
Then click on search.
Location and then CA.
Yes, exactly. Then click on search.
Yeah.
All right. And anything you got on your screen like IP address details?
Yes.
Show more details. You got anything? Come up. Hello? No, you can see like IP address details like 66.249.69.38. Is that right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Anything written like hide my IP with VPN? Besides the number, ma'am. Besides the number, you can see anything written like hide my IP with VPN. Ma'am, the VPN means it's virtual private network, okay? It is an application like an IP blocker application, ma'am. This number is registered under your name and under your details, right? And below that, you can see like a IP location.
Yeah.
Like your IP location means your live location, all right? But you can see like it's Mountain View, California from U.S. That is a hacker location, not of yours, because you are belong from Australia, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Ma'am, someone using the VPN application, right? It's an IP blocker application. So that's why you don't know someone access your IP and get your all details. All right. From Mountain View, California, right? You can see like a host name, like crawl your IP address and beside like a googlebot.com, right?
Okay.
Ma'am, googlebot.com, it's a website created by,
What one is it?
Okay. Ma'am, I can see on my database that two hackers active on your server, all right? So, madam, could you confirm me, apart from this mobile phone, do you have any other device connected with the same internet?
No.
Okay. Because, ma'am, someone access your IP address, right? And you can see, like, a device type, ma'am. You are using the Apple iPhone, but you can see right now, it is a device type, it's mobile Android. Do you have any mobile Android phone? Do you have any mobile Android? Do you have any mobile Android?
All right.
So that's right. So no worry. I will, like, block the hacker, right, from your server. Because you are talking with anti-fraud department of eBay and you're not giving any authorized transactions. Someone get your details and they are trying to take out your money from your bank. Okay? So do one thing, ma'am. Come back to normal screen and once again, open up your app store. click on home, like a home key, like the middle of the button, click on that, and open up your app store. You did that, and you got like any Anydex application, ma'am? Ma'am, this application, ma'am, is created by anti-fraud department of eBay, all right? It's a security firewall. I'm giving you the protection, okay? So you got on your screen right now, like any Anydex application, open?
Application, yes.
Yes.
Which one?
Click on Anydex. Open up your Anydex application, ma'am.
Any what?
Anydex, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, the eBay Anydex.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Yep, open that one.
Open that, right. Okay. So your index ID, it's 97344-2467, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm sending you the request once again because, ma'am, your live location, you can see on your screen right now, like from Mountain View, California. So that's where you can see like a security warning. All right? So don't be creating any panic. All right? So I'm sending you right now. So look on the screen. You can see like the security warning, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Right. So click on the...
Click on what?
Okay. What can you see right now?
Just back to that number again.
All right. I'm sending you once again. All right, darling?
Yep.
All right. So open up your Anydex application, and you can see the number, and any, like, I trust this call,
yeah,
anything you got. Yes, click on once again, darling. Click on once again.
Click on which one?
Yes, I trust this call, or, like, any option you got, like, I'm aware of the rigs, don't show again.
Okay.
Click on both check boxes, and click on accept.
Yeah, but...
So click on both checkboxes and click on accept. You got another one like accept.
Yeah.
Click on accept. Then you got like start broadcast, screen broadcast, anything come up?
Yeah.
Yes. Keep pressing on start broadcast, then come up screen broadcast.
Which one?
Keep pressing on start broadcast.
Yeah.
Then come up screen broadcast.
Yeah.
Don't touch your device right now, right? And click on home button, ma'am. The middle of the one. Click on home button, the circle one. And come back to normal screen. Click on once again.
Yeah.
Yes. And go back to your... Okay. So I believe you have a mobile phone, right? The Android mobile phone. So can you be hands with your mobile phone, ma'am? Because, ma'am, some hacker, ma'am, active on your server, so that's why I can generate the security firewall on your Android mobile phone, all right? So click on home button, ma'am. Click on home button, once again, the circle one.
Home button.
Yes, on your Apple iPhone. Home button, ma'am. The middle of the one. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I will stop that payment, right? So open up your like your mobile settings in your Apple iPhone. Open up your mobile settings. Okay, can you open up your Anydex application, ma'am, once again? Some technical issue over here, so that's why, ma'am. Extremely sorry for that. Open up your Anydex, ma'am, once again. Extremely sorry, ma'am. Extremely sorry for that. Right? And I can send you the request once again. All right? You got like the same things, like a security warning, armed threats, this call. I'm aware of the risks. All right? You got like the same things come up on your screen.
Yeah.
Click on the both set boxes. I'm aware of the risks. Don't show again. Then accept. Then once again, click on accept. Then come up like a start broadcast, screen broadcast. So keep pressing on start broadcast. Then come up screen broadcast. Okay, what can see right now, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what can...
Yeah.
Yes, click on the screen broadcast.
Click on the screen broadcast.
Yes, click on that. Keep pressing on start broadcast. Then come up screen broadcast. Click it. Then anything come up right now, like start recording or writing. Like, don't touch your device right now. Okay? Stay on the page. And then click on home. Double click on the home button. Double click on the home button, ma'am.
Yeah.
Double click, yeah. Double click on the home button, the circle one. The middle of the circle one. The bottom.
Didn't see any.
Okay, once again, ma'am, click on that. Okay. So I will stop that payment right now. So do one thing. Open up your mobile settings. Go to your settings. Go to your settings, darling. Go to your settings. Settings. Like swipe your screen right to left, then you get to see. Like your settings. Yes, click on the settings. And you can see like anything come up, like your name or anything.
Yes, yes.
Click on that. Click on that, your name.
Yeah.
Click on that. And you can see like a payment and security, name, number, subscriptions. You got any options?
Name, phone number.
Yes. And anything you got? Like payment, delivery.
Payment, delivery,
yeah. Yes. Click on that. Payment, delivery.
Yep.
And ma'am, could you tell me, do you have any eBay account, ma'am, that is created by you?
I haven't been using that for a while because I can't get in there.
Oh, all right. I understand. Okay, ma'am, close each and everything and come back to your normal screen where you can see your wallpaper. And I will, like, close each and everything. Come back to your normal screen.
That's normal screen.
Yes. And I will like stop that payment right now at first, right? Then you need to check on your banking statement, right? Any money debited from your account, then let me know. Then I can refund the money. Like more than like 5 to 10 minutes then you get the money. All right?
Okay.
So come back to normal screen where I can see your wallpaper. Click on the home button, ma'am. Click on the home button.
Yeah.
All right. So do one thing, ma'am. You need to check on your last 6 month statement, right? You got your money, or like, I mean, you any money deposit from your account, and let me know. Harry, I can lose my money, okay? Then I can refund the process. All right? I believe you have a best bank account.
Right now?
Yes, right now, ma'am. Because I can't, stop that payment right now, so that's why. It's already done from our end. In case any money, any, like, single money, they've get from your account, then I can refund that. Okay? Click on your banking statement on your Apple iPhone. Okay? Are you there, darling? Okay, did that?
No, I couldn't get that.
Okay. Go to your Westpac, ma'am, because someone used your Westpac account. So go to your Westpac.
I don't have Westpac.
You don't have any Westpac account? So which bank, ma'am, do you deal with?
Pardon?
Which bank, ma'am, do you deal with? I can see on my server, like, I believe you have a Westpac account.
So
you have it. Yes, you need to log in your Westpac account, all right? And any money, single money debited from your Westpac account, and let me know, all right? Yes? Yes? Mm-hmm. Take your time. You need to check on your statement on this device, right? Because the security cancellation form, because I want to send you that, right? Any money debited from your account, then you need to like fill out the form, then you get your money. All right, ma'am. If you've done that, I'll let me know, right? I'm holding the line. Take your time.
What do you want me to check? I don't know what you
no, want check, me to check do. No, check on your Westpac account. I believe you have a Westpac account, ma'am. Someone used your Westpac account. Okay, ma'am, apart from this bank, do you have any other bank?
Like no, the I never used.
Ma'am,
never
I can see.
Anything.
Okay, I understand. But I can see on my server, like you have a Westpac account. I can see on my database. Do you have any Westpac account?
And this is the one that I use it for the eBay all the time. I don't have anything.
No. I'm asking you, do you have any Westpac account?
No.
But I believe you got an application in your mobile phone right now. I can see my day server, right? So that's why. That's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm telling you. So click on home and come back to normal screen. Click on the home button. Come back to normal
yep.
screen. And find out the application, the name, it's like Westpac.
I'm going to hang up now.
But why?
Sorry? This is my time. I don't know what to do.
Ma'am, I'm giving you the protection.
Well, you
understand?
You should be able to do the protection from there. I'm hanging up now. I've got things to do. I've got to go to work. I don't have time for this.
Okay.